Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast.
Okay, Jeff Finney. Now, how does one go from being, walking away from a successful career as an exotic dancer in Schaumburg to becoming the head of production for a place like Sound Advice?
Well, you know, I grew up on the streets of Woodfield in Schaumburg, and those are hard streets, you know. That's an inside joke.
You're the white man's Richie Pryor.
That's exactly what it is.
It's not Indiana, but
it was between Chipotle and Starbucks that I grew up, and Sorry.
Well, what do you do? What you do is so complex to really just put head of production is really. It kind of short sheets it a little bit because there's a lot of work that goes into what you do when you produce for Sound Advice. Let me back up a bit. How did you find yourself doing what you do?
Okay, good. I've had a lot of hats, so that's part of it, you know. Went to music school. I'm a musician, an opera singer, was classical voice for a while. Started to do electronic music, started to learn the recording process. So I kind of came in as an engineer first. Got a job as an assistant of an audio post-production facility. And that was kind of the start of why I'm here in some ways. Worked on a lot of sessions. I was recording a lot of voiceover, producing a lot of commercials mainly. Worked up the ranks, became staff engineer, etc. And then got into film sound. I did film sound for a while. I actually did a lot of Foley work for whoever knows what that is.
And get out, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I had the only Foley stage in Illinois. Yeah.
Is that on your resume?
It could be. It could be as soon as I type it.
Yeah. Next to exotic dancer in Schaumburg.
You know, you got to get the pity factor going. So, yeah.
Exactly. Do you think that having an artistic background, do you think that gives you a leg up when you're really listening from a technical side?
Absolutely, because you don't lose focus of what's actually important. Too many people geek out, and you know they get too focused on gear, on a spec that only exists on paper, you know, that kind of idea. They lose sight of it, and it's easy to do. It's easy to you know, especially if you're a tech head and you get into the gear and you start tweaking out on everything, and you always think, oh, I could amp it up in this way or that way, you know, if I got this mic or that pre, or what if I did that? And too many people lose sight of the creative. They lose sight of what you're really trying to do is make a connection with someone. And if you can't have a connection through your art, all you're doing is spinning your wheels, you know. So absolutely.
Do you think that sometimes you get too many people? This is the encounter that I have. You run into one of two groups of people. You have the guys that they stick in front of a microphone and they just say, okay, the only thing I want out of this is get it in 29 seconds. Mm-hmm. And that I mean, in the experience that you and I have had working together, that has never, ever, ever been the case. Mm-hmm. But then do you also think sometimes it's you could go too much in the opposite direction and spend too much time just completely overanalyzing what you think the art should be? Is that a two-edged sword?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's pitfalls on both sides, without a doubt. You know, sometimes, you know, to use a music analogy, you know, sometimes you just need to let the record out, you know. Sometimes the world just needs to experience that. You need to just let it be for what it is. And even though every time you listen to it and think about it, you're like, man, I wished I could have done this or that, it's better to have completed it and released it than to hang on to it selfishly and continue to polish something that nobody knows about, you know, that kind of idea. So, yeah, there's a balance to everything. It's all about balance, you know?
See, and that's interesting because a lot of people don't tend to use that word in describing what we do. But I think that I think it's a perfect descriptive because you have to have the art. We are still I tell some of my people all the time that I work with is that, look, you have to remember radio essentially is white noise to help sell refrigerators. And you hate to tear it down into that base of a reality, but the truth is we are an advertising media, yet we are an art. And unfortunately, I think the art gets lost.
Absolutely.
This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about VoiceOver and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.